Thursday, 31 March, 16, broadcast of the Calvary Hour. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Sure glad you tuned into the Calvary Hour. This broadcast is a ministry sponsored by the Calvary Baptist Church in New Bern, North Carolina. I'm Bill Wingard, your host speaker. We're in Matthew chapter 26 and other related scriptures, especially Revelation chapter 3 and Ezekiel chapter 8. Father, do bless us now with thy word. Speak to my heart, the hearts of all thy listeners, and O God, give us grace to stand, having done all to stand. We pray in Jesus' name, amen. In Ezekiel chapter 8, God brings Ezekiel back to the land of Israel and shows him why his people had to go into captivity, and of course it was because of sin. In Revelation chapters 2 and 3, we have the letters to the seven churches that are in Asia Minor. Five of these churches had to be rebuked. Two of them did not. There was one church that was suffering so greatly, they didn't have to be rebuked. And then there was a church that was obedient, and so they did not have to be rebuked. Of course, it was a church at Smyrna that had suffered, and a church at Philadelphia that had been obedient to the Lord. And one of the things that's said about the saints there in the church at Philadelphia that just continues to speak to my heart, these were not great famous people. They were not described either as Samsons or Solomons. Let me just read to you what God said about these precious folk. And again, Lord, bless us with thy word, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm reading in verse 8 now of Revelation chapter 3, the letter to the church in Philadelphia. I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. For thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. Now these folks were known to have a little strength, but they had a strong God. I'll tell you, that's the right combination, dear friend. Little people and a big God. And when you turn that order around, you sure got trouble. And this has brought us over to Matthew chapter 26. As the Lord Jesus Christ has conducted the Last Supper, he tells them that he gives them some forewarning of what's going to happen. And he speaks about their denying him. And Peter, he speaks up in typical Peter fashion, and he said, basically, though all men deny thee, yet will I not deny thee. And of course, verse 35, then said Peter unto him, though I should die with thee, yet will I not deny thee. Likewise also said all the disciples. Now then, as we saw in the last broadcast, our Lord Jesus Christ took them into the Garden of Gethsemane. At this time, there's 11 of them because Judas has gone to betray the Lord. The Bible says in verse 36, then cometh Jesus with them unto a place called Gethsemane, and saith unto the disciples, sit ye here while I go and pray yonder. That's what he said to eight disciples. They were in the garden, and they just were to sit while he went. But he takes Peter, James, and John, verse 37. He took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. And then saith he unto them, my soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here and watch with me. And he went a little further and fell on his face and prayed, saying, O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. And he cometh unto the disciples and findeth them asleep, and saith unto Peter, what? Could ye not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray, that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Now this scenario would be carried out three different times. The disciples, Peter, James, and John, had gone to sleep. I suppose the rest of them had as well. But as we saw, and I shared with you some thoughts from a message that Billy Sunday preached many, many years ago, entitled Three Groups in the Garden, there was a different proximity of these disciples to the Lord Jesus. Eight of them were in the garden. Three of them were closer to the Lord. There was also different opportunities. To the eight, they were just simply given the command to sit here. To the three, they were told to watch and pray. Therefore, they had different responsibilities. And then there was a difference in yieldedness as well. The eight, they were just there. The three were more concerned. However, they went to sleep. Now, it was the Lord Jesus Christ himself who was completely yielded to the Lord. Now, the reason I have gone into this time and again is this. Peter and the other disciples are going to deny him. Peter's going to curse and swear and say he never knew him. The others are going to be scattered, except for John. John was there. He was the one that got Peter inside where the proceedings were going on. Now you say, well, Preacher Bill, what's so important about this? Let me just simply say this. Before there's a denial, there was going to sleep on the part of the disciples. They were going to sleep. And as I tried to share with you on the last broadcast, if we're going to be faithful tomorrow, dear friend, it's important that we be faithful today. If we're going to be alert tomorrow, we need to be alert today. Our business is not to wait for some big thing to come up for us to serve God, but our business is to serve him day by day. Just be on duty 24/7. Now, I don't mean we stay awake all that time. I don't mean we're preaching all that time, but we should be living for him all the time, dear friend, and not waiting for some big event to take place. I believe had they not gone to sleep, they would have been a lot better prepared for what was yet to come. And what did come was this. In verse 47, while he yet spake, Judas, one of the 12 came, and with him a great multitude with swords and staves from the chief priests and elders of the people. Now he that betrayed him gave them a sign, saying, whomsoever I shall kiss, that same as he, hold him fast. And forthwith he came to Jesus and said, Hail, Master, and kissed him. And Jesus said unto him, Friend, wherefore art thou come? Then came they and laid hands on Jesus and took him. And behold, one of them, and we know this from John chapter 18, that it was Peter. This is the one the scripture is speaking about. And behold, one of them which were with Jesus stretched out his hand and drew his sword and struck a servant of the high priest, that was Malchus, and smote off his ear. Then said Jesus unto him, Put up again thy sword into his place, for all they that take the sword shall perish with the sword. Thinkest thou that I cannot now pray to my Father, and he shall presently give me more than 12 legions of angels? But how then shall the scriptures be fulfilled, that thus it must be? In the same hour said Jesus to the multitudes, Are you come out as against a thief with swords and staves? For to take me, I sat daily with you, teaching in the temple, and ye laid no hold on me. But all this is done, that the scriptures of the prophets might be fulfilled. And all the disciples forsook him and fled. Let me read verse 56 again, because I want to go back to verse 35 real quickly. But all this was done, that the scriptures of the prophets might be fulfilled. Then all the disciples forsook him and fled. What did the disciples say in verse 35? Peter said unto him, Though I should die with thee, yet will I not deny thee. Likewise also said all the disciples. You say, well, Preacher Bill, what's that got to do with us? Just simply this, dear friend. We might have the same attitude that Peter and the rest of the disciples had. But, dear friend, we need the grace of God to stand. Peter needed more than his brazenness. The rest of the disciples needed more than their resolution. They needed the power of God to stand. And you and I are going to need the power of God to stand. I'm not asking you today to boast and beat yourself on the chest and snap your religious suspenders and say what you're going to do. What I'm asking you to do is this. I'm asking you to ask God to give you grace. That's what I'm asking God for myself. God, give me grace that I might be able to stand, and having done all to stand. And when it comes down to this matter of owning thee and being identified with thee or suffering the consequences, God, give me grace to be like Daniel did in Babylon and like the three Hebrew children were when they were willing to go into the fiery furnace, knowing that you are able to deliver, not knowing whether you will deliver or not, but with a holy resolution that by thy grace we're going to stand for thee. May we be like Joshua when we say, But it's for me and my house. We are going to serve the Lord. So grant it, we pray. Father, so grant it, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. It's been good to be with you for another day of broadcasting. God willing, now we'll follow Peter through with his denial, and then we'll see how the Lord Jesus Christ responded to his denial. In the meantime, I trust the Lord will be pleased to make each of us a channel of his blessing. Please join us next broadcast if you can.